African swine fever has killed at least 1 million hogs in China, and the disease has spread to Vietnam, Cambodia, and other Asian countries. U.S. hog farmers dread the prospect of the disease coming here, but the outbreak may offer them a slight reprieve from the ongoing trade war. As China struggles to meet domestic demand for pork, it may buy more from the U.S., and raising more pigs in the U.S. means feeding them some of the soybeans that China hasn't been buying. But Central Iowa dairy farmer Denny Friest is skeptical that selling more pork to China would help the soybean sector.
When we have all these tariffs and all this trade negotiation issues with China, it's going to be a problem getting there.
Friest also says regardless of the dispute with China, U.S. farmers will continue to pursue new markets around the world. Eight legislators and a lawyer have filed a lawsuit that seeks to overturn a law giving the governor more control over the commission that nominates candidates for positions on the Iowa Supreme Court and the Iowa Court of Appeals. KCCI reports that Democratic lawmakers and Cedar Rapids lawyer Bob Rush filed the lawsuit yesterday in Polk County District Court and asked a judge to temporarily halt implementation of the law. Last week, Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill giving her the authority to appoint 9 commissioners to the 17-member state commission. Lawyers will elect 8. Republican lawmakers wanted to change the earlier process, which was established back in 1962. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.